intel from the Manchester attack.
We are very protective of information. The Americans are now aware of that.
President Trump meets European leaders.
At his first NATO summit.
A candidate's pre-election body slam.
I'm sick and tired of you guys.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A bell tolls in Manchester, England for the concert terror attack victims. Queen Elizabeth visited some in the hospital a few hours ago. And in the investigation, CBS's Mark Phillips says there's friction between London and Washington. And reports say information sharing has been cut off.
British authorities are now furious that their photos, shared with American counterterrorism officials, have leaked out, originally in the United States. They say the leaks compromise their investigations by telling the people they're looking for what they know. Prime Minister Theresa May this morning.
I will make clear to President Trump that intelligence that is shared between our law enforcement agencies must remain secure.
I'm Larry Miller in London. There were two more arrests overnight, bringing to 8 the number of men being held in connection with Monday's terrorist attack in Manchester. The city's police chief, Ian Hopkins.
The arrests that we have made are significant, and initial searches of premises have revealed items that we believe are very important to the investigation.
Those searches are continuing. Hopkins has already said police do not think suicide bomber Salman Abidi was acting alone. The bomb's sophisticated detonator could have been triggered remotely by someone else.
Well, President Trump is in Brussels on a meet and mend mission. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
In the campaign, candidate Trump called NATO obsolete. He changed his mind last month.
It's no longer obsolete.
But as he attends his first NATO summit, U.S. allies here in Europe are wary. The head of the EU said today after meeting with President Trump, he's not sure they see eye to eye on Russia. European nations will lean hard on Mr. Trump to not pull out of the Paris Climate Accord. For his part, the president wants to see the North Atlantic Treaty nations make a firm commitment to taking on ISIS and to spend a greater percentage of their economies on defense. Steve?
Well, here at home, CBS's Juliana Goldman tells us new information suggests the Hillary Clinton email investigation may have been influenced by a phony clue, a document uncovered by the FBI.
The document cited a purported email saying that then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch assured Clinton's campaign that she wouldn't let the investigation into her private email server get too far. That document was unreliable and possibly a fake product of Russian intelligence. Sources tell CBS News it could have been part of the Kremlin's plan to plant fake news into the bloodstream of the election to discredit Clinton.
Well, three former and current intelligence officials tell the New York Times spies uncovered information last summer that indicated Russian officials did discuss how to use campaign advisors to try to influence Donald Trump. The conversations focused on Michael Flynn and Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. Today's special election for the lone congressional seat in Montana takes place the day after the Republican in the race was involved in a physical confrontation. Here's CBS's Jim Taylor.
Ouch. The sound of a scuffle.
Sick and tired of you guys. Get the hell out of here.
Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs, getting his glasses broken, says he was body slammed by Republican businessman Greg Gianforte.
The last guy did the same thing. You were the Guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my glasses. You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
The candidate now facing assault charges, and on this election day, endorsements from three Montana newspapers yanked away. The thing is, many ballots in this special election already cast.
Get the hell out of here.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The political lines have again been sharply drawn now that the Congressional Budget Office is out with its analysis of the health care bill passed by the House in March. CBS's Bill Rakoff.
While Republicans like House Speaker Paul Ryan praised the report for confirming that the bill will save nearly $120 billion over 10 years, Democrats like Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont say the report proves the bill will be devastating.
It is not a health care bill when you force older workers to pay two, three, four times more for the health care that they currently get.
And that report estimates 23 million Americans could be uninsured by 2026 if the bill becomes law. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
8 guards and 7 inmates are hospitalized after a fight between 2 people escalated into a riot at California's Pelican Bay prison. Some inmates suffered gunshot wounds. With a jury now seated for his sexual assault trial, Bill Cosby spoke yesterday as he left court.
I just want to be very specific about the wonderful people, Allegheny County. And I want to also thank the Sheriff's Department, because they made everything very, very smooth here.
His defense team complained about the racial makeup of the jury. Two of the 12 jurors are black. The TSA is looking at new measures that could slow down the airport security line. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
Items like food, paper, and additional electronics bigger than a cell phone may soon have to be placed in a separate bin. The TSA has quietly been testing this at several small airports, now expanding to larger ones like LA International, Boston, and Fort Lauderdale.
New census information indicates four of the five fastest-growing cities are in Texas, and 10 of the top 15 are in the South. Conroe, Texas, a Houston suburb, leads the way with a 7.8% population increase. 40 years ago today in movie theaters, a film took us to a galaxy far, far away.
It is one of the most successful film franchises in history. All you have to do is listen to a few seconds of its famous theme to know it is Star Wars. But initially, Hollywood executives were not sure if the film would even be a success. Richard Woloski is a Star Wars expert.
The executives didn't really care about Star Wars. It was this little tiny movie that they just wanted to give a couple of million dollars to.
40 years later, it is estimated that hundreds of millions have seen a Star Wars film. Wherever there are movie fans, there are Star Wars fans. This man from France.
It's magic. I don't know. It's like when I was a little boy, I was watching it every day.
And this man from Japan.
It's just so cool. I think it's really creative.
So what is the magic formula? Pretty simple, says Debbie Montgomery. She remembers seeing the first Star Wars film in 1977.
It's basically good versus evil. It's an old story, and you're always rooting for the good guy.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Hollywood.
A new report from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety looks at driver death rates.
The Hyundai Accent had the highest death rate overall, followed by the Kia Rio, Scion TC, and Chevy Spark, all small cars. Institute Research Chief Chuck Farmer says all of the safest vehicles were large cars and trucks.
Size still matters, yeah. Physics is there. You can't beat physics. If you hit something bigger than you, you're going to be the one that gets more injured.
The Institute says summer is the most dangerous time of the year on the highways. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
A college dropout gives the commencement speech today at Harvard. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who left Harvard early 12 years ago to go on to do what he's done. It comes a decade after another Harvard dropout, Bill Gates, gave the speech. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.